When we first started the museum, we wanted to make sure we were inclusive and we told everyone's stories. So we started out with imagining what is a military family. And as one can imagine, a military family is not one type of makeup of family. So we wanted to make sure we reached all generations, all types of families. We decided that anyone who loved a service member and considered them family was our definition of family. And so we decided later on, a few years into our project, that we wanted to create an anthology with stories about the LGBTQ plus community. And so I spoke to Laura Belden, who was the artist in residence at the time, about creating an anthology. And that's how Shout started. Laura and I have never met. We've known each other since 2011. She is a Richmond-based artist. And through the magic of Facebook and internet and email, we started collaborating on a lot of projects. She was our artist in residence from 2016 to 2018, 2019. And so she was the perfect person to collaborate with on Shout. In addition to Shout, the book, the anthology, which was stories submitted by many, many people, veterans, family members, brats, we created an exhibit called Inside Out, Memories Inside the Closet. And that was a series of shirts, painted BDU shirts, turned inside out, literally to symbolize that LGBTQ veterans and service members for a long time had to hide their identity and they had to live sort of inside out. So between the exhibit and the anthology, we were very busy showing a side of military service that many people don't know. And we were awarded the Albert B. Corey Award from the American Association for State and Local History. And that was an amazing accomplishment for such a tiny museum. It was our first year up for a prize, and we took the most prestigious award that they grant. So from the Albert B. Corey Award, we got a little bit of publicity, and a friend of mine sent the anthology to a friend of his, and she happened to be a filmmaker, and she wanted to make a film about Shout, the book. And I could not envision how this anthology would translate into a movie. I just didn't see it. There was one story in the anthology that was written in a dialogue, and I think that's what sparked her imagination on it. And I was very hesitant. I said, yeah, it's a good story, but it's not enough for a movie. Laura disagreed, and she said, well, let's make a play. And I am never one to turn down a challenge, but I also realistically had no idea how to do a play. I really didn't. So Laura, who is in the arts community in Richmond, said, let me take on this project. And so Laura is going to tell a little bit more about how Shout the Play came about. So of course, it costs a lot of money to make a play, a movie, a book. Any project that a museum or a nonprofit works on has to be funded. And a friend of mine said, have you ever heard of the organization ARCUS? And I had not. And ARCUS is well known. It funds a lot of projects and programs from environmental concerns, LGBTQ issues, humanitarian projects. And so as a long shot, we applied to ARCUS and received a grant of $5,000, which to us was an enormous sum of money. And so with that money, we were able to start creating the play, Shout.
Working with the script, of course, being the producer, I was keenly aware of the moments that we were supposed to have laughter and the moments we were supposed to have tears. And I noticed that each of those moments within the play were getting the reactions that we wanted. Of course, it was after when people come up to you and share their intimate, you know, feelings after a play that you really realize all of this hard work is worth it. A very memorable moment was after the play, a young person came up to me with their mother, tears in their eyes, and said, "Thank you so much for making this play. This play is the only thing that I have ever seen that is close to my life." And they expressed that, you know, it put into words things that they couldn't really share or didn't have the words for yet as a young person. So that's when I knew this was really worth it. Another wonderful thing that happened was a woman came up to me after the play and said that this would be a wonderful tool for her organization to learn and share and have dialogue on this subject matter. And so when I heard that, I thought, okay, this package can go further than on just on a theater stage. This package could be used for educational purposes within many different communities, organizations, businesses, schools. It can go a lot further than we thought. What we hope to do with Shout is multi-leveled. If you go to militaryfamilymuseum.org, you will see the Shout page. And on that page, you will not only see Shout Sharing Our Truth, the anthology, which you can purchase separately as a book, or you'll also find the script that is for lease, and two filmed versions, one of a full play and also a Zoom version. We also have an educational package. And all of this is available to the public for a minimal amount. We wanted to make this package affordable to all. There are multiple ways that you can get a hold of us for any of the Shout packages. You can get a hold of the museum, or you can get a hold of me directly. You could find me on the Shout the Play page on Facebook. You can find me on Military Kid Art Project's Facebook page. You can also write me directly through my email, which is lkbeldon, B-E-L-D-O-N. At hotmail.com. Please write with any questions that you may have. We're talking with people in Rhode Island, in Oregon, in Virginia, and we want to shout all over the world. So please contact us.